grateful and thankful that one of these days, and I don't believe it's going to be very long, we'll be sailing out. Amen. Worse things look, the better it looks. The worse things look, the better it looks for you and I. We are living in some glorious days. Some wonderful days. We're living in days where we're seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled. We're living in the last days. I can't think of a better day to live in. The Lord sure has been good, and I'm grateful and thankful. And I'm thankful tonight for grace. Brother Josh started out tonight singing, "I thank God for grace." And I'm glad tonight I am what I am by the grace of God. And it is not by works of righteousness which we have done. According to His mercy, He saved us. And I'm saved by grace. I'm kept by grace. And I thank God for grace tonight. Amen. I appreciate tonight the Lord. He sure has been good. I want to be tonight in the book of Mark, chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. I appreciate my preacher tonight. And I love Brother Ken. I'm grateful for him. I was thinking all day long. It's been a long time. I'm glad they sang that old ship of Zion. Amen. Boy, it's been a long time since I've got to see that. I remember a long time ago, me and Miss Tassa come crawling into this place, was about 23 years old, didn't know what in the world we was doing. Still don't know what I'm doing, but I know a little bit more than I did back then. And but I'm grateful that God put man of God in my life, and I'm grateful for that. Love my preacher. He's a blessing. And I never forget one time, Brother Ken comes over, and I'd been at Antioch. I'd been there about 3 or 4 months. And I want to tell all you preachers this, and just in case you got a few needs. And Brother Ken comes up there to the pulpit, and I didn't have nothing. I had an old sorry cheap watch. Old thing was sweating on the inside. Amen. You could barely see what time it was. They ain't never met him. He ain't never met them. And crawls up there the first service. Been up there and I forgot my little watch sitting there on the pulpit. Brother Ken walks up there and he said, "Brother Meyer, that's your watch?" I said, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir." He said, "Bless God, why don't somebody buy their preacher a new watch? It's a piece of junk." true story. And so the next Sunday morning, I climbed up in the pulpit and looked down. And there sent me a brand new watch. And my wife a brand new watch. So if you got a few needs, call him over. He might can help you. Amen. Amen. Love my preacher tonight. Thank God for him. Mark chapter number 5. I want to read here 3 different places. And I want to preach tonight on that grace. Amen. I want to preach tonight on the grace of God. I want to notice here verse number 1 in Mark 5. The Bible said, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." Now notice here with me in verse number 22 where the Bible says, "And when Jesus, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed." And notice with me verse number 25, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. I want to preach for a few minutes tonight on the hospital called grace. The hospital called grace. You can be seated tonight. Pray with me if you would. Father, we love You. We honor You. We give You the glory. God, tonight we're grateful. Lord, as Brother Josh said, I thank God for grace tonight. Lord, I pray that You'd have Your way tonight. Would You remove me? Oh God, would You empty me of myself and fill us with the power and the anointing of God? Lord, I pray if there'd be one lost tonight, grace would come by and help them, Lord, in their lost condition. Thank You, Lord, for the day that You passed by my way, as Brother Waters sang, oh God, and made me whole that day. Oh, what a change, Lord, You made in my life since You passed by. Oh God, we love You tonight. Help us to preach for a little while, and that You'd get the glory when it's all said and done. We love You, and we honor You, and we thank You. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Now, somebody said that Mark chapter number 5 could be called the hospital for the incurables. Now, when you see that, when I see Mark chapter number 5, there are three places here in the Bible that the Lord Jesus heals somebody who has a great issue or a great problem. I get the idea of a hospital by the fact that this hospital, it's got a women's wing, and it's got a men's wing, and it's got a children's wing. And this is a very unusual hospital because it ain't got but one doctor on call. It ain't got a big old staff. And this doctor tonight that's on call in Mark 5 is a doctor that's got the ability to meet all needs of all these different types of people. He is a specialist in every field. As a matter of fact, this doctor, Jesus, he's never met a case he couldn't handle. Never had a problem that he couldn't solve. As a matter of fact, this doctor, he's known all around the world. As a matter of fact, they call Him the Great Physician. I'm glad tonight that one day I got sick and realized I needed something far greater than what I had or had the ability to fix. I stepped inside the hospital called Grace, and my life has never been the same. You say, Brother Mark, are you always what you should be? Oh, no, honey. I got a long way to go tonight, but I ain't what I used to be. But I know He's made a change in my life, and I bless His name for that. Now, I want to notice here about three things considering the hospital. Hospital called Grace. First of all, I want you to notice the ones that are admitted there. The patients that get admitted into this hospital. You'll find here three different ones. First of all, there is that man that's full of demons. The Bible said in verse number 1, they came to the other side of the Gadarenes, and they met one out of the tombs, a man, the Bible said here, with an unclean spirit. This is a man, the Bible said in verse number 9, he calls himself Legion, for we are many. He has what you call a multiple personality disorder. That's what they call it in today's society. But what he was full of the devil. He was an unclean spirit, and he was a man that was literally dominated by Satan in his life. I was thinking about this man that just did this out in Oregon here this past week. I walked inside and shot all those people up. They're just following. That's a man that's, they say he's mentally disturbed. He's full of the devil. That's what people that's full of the devil do. As a matter of fact, Jesus had one that came unto Him and said, my boy, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he jumps in the fire and he's lost his mind and he's doing all kind of crazy things. And Jesus said he's full of the devil. Amen. And then the Bible said here in verse number 3, he had his dwelling among the tombs. As a matter of fact, Dr. Luke said that he wear no clothes. I'm going to tell you what, if you ever see somebody running around naked as a jaybird, living in a graveyard, he got problems. Yeah. Amen. And this is a man that's in foul shape. He is a man. He is unclean. He had dwelt among the tombs. And then the Bible said in verse number 5 of our text, and always, night and day, in the mountains, in the tombs, crying. I get that verse right there. The Bible said he was crying and cutting himself. Oh, this is a man that's in a desperate condition. This is a man, he's sick. He needs to go to the hospital. But he needs the hospital called grace. Not the hospital of this world. But the great physician who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask to think tonight. I'm glad that he can. Then the Bible says you go from that men's wing and you make yourself over there to the women's side, the women's wing. And the Bible said in verse number 26 of our text, the Bible said she had suffered. Did you see that word? Oh my, tonight, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a suffering. But the Bible said she suffered, and that many things, many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Oh, here's a woman in a hospital. She's sick. I mean, she's in a foul shape. And the Bible said she's suffering. And she spent all of her money. And she's living there. She's dirt poor. And every day that she gets up, after she spent all of her money, the Bible said every day she's getting worse. And her condition is going down. And she don't know who to turn to. And she don't know what else to do. Oh, but thank God she's in the hospital of grace now. And there's hope for her. There's hope there. I'm glad tonight there is a place. Thank God for sinners. They can come and be saved and have everlasting life and have their sins washed away as far as the east is from the west. Thank God tonight. And then the Bible said over here, you make your way to that children's wing. And the Bible said over here in verse number 22, it says, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And that when he saw him, Brother Ken, when he saw Jesus, the Bible said he fell at his feet. Oh, this is somebody. Oh, he's a hurting. This is a man that's in desperate pain. This is a man whose heart is broken over his little girl. As a matter of fact, the Bible said here in verse number 42, she's 12 years old. Oh man, the Bible said verse number 23, and they sought him greatly. This he ain't whispering no prayers here. Oh, he's crying, and he's at the feet of God, and he's a begging God, and he's a praying out, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." Oh, my friend, all these people—they've been admitted into the hospital of grace. They're just where they need to be. When all hope is gone, thank God help's on the way. I see the patients that are admitted into the hospital of grace. The second thing I see tonight in this text, I see the physician that's on call at the hospital of grace. The physician that's on call at the hospital of grace. As a matter of fact, you can look up tonight all you want. You can go online. You can find every medical doctor in every field and find special men that specialize and the great renowned doctors of this world. And you won't never find Dr. Jesus in none of those books. Oh, but He's the greatest doctor that's ever lived. He's the greatest doctor that's ever been known. Amen. You say, why is He such a great physician? Amen. This ain't good English, but this still works. I'm going to tell you why He's a great physician. Amen. Because there ain't no patient that He won't take. Amen. Amen to God. Because there ain't no patient that He won't take. As a matter of fact, I find here they brought that woman with an issue of blood. She made it, He had no problem talking to her. As a matter of fact, that demon-possessed man that's naked running around the graveyard cutting himself. Oh, my friend, I know a lot of Baptist preachers. I would have turned them away. Oh, but not the great physician. I see a man whose heart is broken. I see a girl who lays there dead. And Jesus didn't turn them away. Thank God, as a matter of fact, He's got a motto over the hospital of grace. It goes a little something like this. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. And Jesus said this. When you walk in, He says, any man that come to me, I'll in no wise cast him out. I'm there, He'll take anybody. There ain't no patient He won't take. There ain't no person that's gone too far. There ain't nobody, friend, tonight. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where you came from. There ain't nobody He won't see. The hospital of grace. Amen. He looks past all the tattoos, and He looked past all the abortions, and He can look past all the scars of sin and see you as a sheep without a shepherd. He loves you tonight. And the Bible said He tasted death for every man. I'm glad tonight there's a place called grace. Huh? Amen. He's the physician on call at the hospital. There ain't no patient that He won't take. And the second thing is this. Why He's such a great physician. And that is because there ain't no problem that He can't solve. There ain't no problem that He can't solve. There ain't no problem that He can't treat. I'm talking about here. You know, you think about all these different doctors today. And all the different things that they have to treat. And do you know when you go to the doctor, sometimes they can help you, Brother Jody, and sometimes they can't. They got all kind of things. And sometimes they can help. And sometimes they just scratch their head and they say, I don't know what's wrong with you. Huh? Huh? Oh, but when you look at the great physician, amen. I'm glad tonight He, no problem He can't solve. There ain't no condition He don't know about. There ain't no problem He can't treat. He knows where you are. He knows about your problem. As a matter of fact, when you read the Bible, He cured blindness. He cured withered hands. He cast out demons. He healed people of the palsy. He healed them of their dumbness and their deafness. He touched the blind Bartimaeus. Yes, I'm telling you, friend, tonight, there ain't no problem He can't solve. You say, Brother Mark, I got big problems. He's a big physician. You say, I got great problems. He's a great physician. You say, I can't see no light at the end of the tunnel. Quit looking in the tunnel. I'm gonna look it up. Thank God He knows where you are. Huh? And He knows exactly what you need to take. Huh? You ever been to the doctor, Brother Ken, and they spend the first 3 months putting you on 14 different medicines because they can't figure out which one they need to treat your problem? Huh? Huh? I get a kick out of all these commercials on TV, don't you? Huh? I mean, they show some dude, Brother Ken, they're showing his eyes all puffy. And it got him some Kleenexes laid out all over the couch. And I mean, he looks like he's in hair's in a mess. And I mean, he looks like he's just real pitiful, real sick. And he'll show that little commercial. Say, just pop one of these pills a day. Now all of your allergy problems will be gone. Just so that same dude with his hair fixed and bless God, he's a running in a field of ragweed. He's playing in the leaves up. He's snorting the malign pollen. He's doing well. I mean, he's happy as he can be. He's running. Everything seems so good. And then they say a little something like this. Talk to your doctor if you go to bleeding from the nose and you go to bleeding from the ears. May cause dizziness has been known to cause heart attacks and sleeplessness and diarrhea and insomnia. Amen. Talk to your doctor if you find these side effects. Huh? You ever saw it? Amen. By the time I'm sitting there watching them, I'm thinking to myself, I got problems, but by the time they get done, I'm scared to take it. Huh? That poor old guy, he turning cartwheels into leaves. He having a time of his life. He finna die of a heart attack, but his nose don't run no more. Amen. Everything's fine with that boy. Huh? Amen. Oh, my friend, I want to tell you, Jesus, the great physician, He's got a prescription for you. And thank God it'll heal you. And there are some side effects to the medicine He gives you as well. Huh? That's right. Amen. What's the side effects of that medicine He gave me? Might be joy. Huh? Love. Humility. Patience. Hope. Gentleness. Meekness. Huh? Huh? Amen. You say, Brother Mark, I don't know what's wrong with me. I ain't been happy in a long time. I tell you what's wrong. You ain't been taking your medicine. Huh? That's right. I'll go to telling my wife, my nose is running out of things. She'll say, have you been taking your medicine? Amen. I'm going to tell you what, you say, preacher, I don't enjoy preaching like I used to, and I just don't enjoy church like I used to, and I just don't enjoy being saved like I used to. Amen. God has gave you 66 prescriptions for you to take. Take your medicine, and thank God you'll have some side effects from the medicine. Amen. Now notice this. Notice this. Now, there's not only that, but I'm going to close with this. There's the patients, the sick folk, that gets admitted to the hospital of grace. And then I'm glad that there is a physician that is on call. But I want to close with this. I want to notice the problems that get solved. The problems that get solved. Now, I want to notice this. When you read Mark chapter 5, Brother Mike, you find a bunch of different problems. Do you see that? I see different problems. I see the Bible said this man that's full of the demons, he is one, he comes in, he reminds us of one that can go so far that sin takes him too far, and we see the consequences of just how far sin will take somebody. Huh? Then we see that woman with that issue of blood. She reminds us how that we try things on our own and we try to do this and we try to do that and we're only getting worse and we ain't getting no better. And we're trying to pop pills and we're trying to take everything we know to ease our discouragement, our depression. And we're hooked on pornography and we're chained down and we're bound up and we can't get let loose. Oh, my friends, I see all kind of different problems. Then the Bible said there's a girl there that's dead. There's a daddy there that's hurting. There's all kind of different problems. You know, tonight, Monday night, Liberty Baptist Camp Meeting, there's all kind of problems. But I find they solve kind of different problems. That's why you better be careful how you look at folk, and how you talk about folk, how you gossip about people. Because you ain't never wore their shoes. You don't know where they've been. And you don't know how they feel. But there's all kind of problems. I know all kind of different problems. Your problems may not be my problems. And my problems may not be your problems. But we all got problems. Then I see, not all kind of different problems, but I see some real difficult problems. I mean, the Bible said, Brother Ken, when you read this text about this man, about this demon-possessed man, the Bible said in verse number 4, watch this text in verse number 4, because that he had often bound with fetters and chains. I mean, this is a difficult case. There ain't no physician in this world that looks forward to seeing somebody come into their office that's chained up. And then the Bible said, Brother Josh, in verse number 4, that no man could tame him. This is a wild dude. He's chained up. You can't tame him. You can teach a dog to bark, and you can teach a monkey to sit, but you can't teach this man nothing. You can't tame him. That's a difficult problem. Then the Bible said on down the line here, this woman with an issue of blood, she suffered many things. She said all the doctors, and she's only getting worse. That's a difficult problem. Then the Bible said, here in verse number 35, the Bible said the servant comes in there and tells Jairus, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Let me tell you what that means in Alabama Hebrew. She dead, and ain't nothing nobody can do about it. She's dead, and they ain't nothing. Don't trouble nobody else. It's done. It's over. In each patient, everybody had a condition that was beyond what human could do. What human ability was able to fix, it was gone beyond that. The problems that are solved at the hospital of grace. Do you tonight, like the man that's bound up, can't tame? Anybody here tonight got a sin problem? Oh my, has anybody tonight got a wandering eye or a lustful eye? Has anybody tonight got a problem every time they pick up their telephone and want to look at things that they ought not to look at? And how when they're getting on the television, they want to see things that they ought not to. Has anybody not got a problem? Is anybody here tonight that's chained up and you're bound? I am the behind the scenes. Nobody else knows about it. But there's pills you're hooked on. And you want to be broke loose and you want to be free. But there's things that's got you chained down. And you feel like a wild man that cannot be fixed. That's a difficult problem to have. Maybe you're here tonight like that woman with an issue of blood. You've tried it all, and you ain't getting no better. Maybe there's one here tonight, like Jairus. My God, could you imagine what that felt like? I got a little girl that age tonight. I can't fathom what he must have felt that day. Is anybody tonight here got a broken heart? a heart that's been broken by the difficulties of life and the problems of life. I mean, you may not have had a death, but there could be the death of a relationship or the death of a friendship. There could be something that's drove a husband, a wedge between you and your spouse, and your heart is broken. Oh, my friend, tonight there's a place called grace. There's a hospital that's open and is awaiting on you. The physician's on call. The problems get solved. He's awaiting on somebody to come to the hospital of grace. I was thinking about this. I went the other day to the hospital in Birmingham, been about a month ago. I'd rather chew a box of nails than go to the doctor. Somebody help me. But before I went, I wanted to call him. And I got in touch with the woman up front, and she said, I'll put you in touch with his head nurse. I got her on the phone, and couldn't believe that. And she said, doctor will call you sometime today. I thought, yeah. And I waited and waited and waited, and finally I got that phone call. But you know what? Tonight at the Hospital of Grace, the doctor's on call. And do you know what I had to do when I got to that doctor that day, Brother Josh? I had to wait in line to see my doctor. And there ain't nothing more frustrating than when you look down at your watch and you've been in there for an hour. And you ain't feeling sick, but there's folk coughing all over you. Amen. And you know when you leave, you're going to be in worse shape than you was when you went in there. Huh? And you're sitting there, and I don't know about you, but I got this little problem. I'll sit around and watch everybody when I'm in that doctor's office. And they'll say, Mr. Smith. And I first thing go through my mind, I'm blessed God I know that I was here before he was. Is anybody else messed up like me? Seems like everybody they call, I feel like I was here before they was, and I'm wondering, is there some kind of conspiracy going on? Huh? I'm going to tell you, at the Hospital of Grace, you ain't got to wait in line. You know what? I went the other day, and I ain't been to my doctor in a long time, and Brother Ken, they give me a stack of papers to fill out. I mean, it's a stack. I mean, I'm talking about my eyes was blurred and my hand was sore by the time I got done. And they had a list. You had to go down through and check all these problems. Do you have this and this? Then they won't know what my mama had. Huh? Your mama got high blood pressure. Your daddy, did he have diabetes? And what did your sister have for supper last night? And for, they won't know everything. Huh? All kind of forms to fill out. They want to know if you've smoked in the past, if you dipped in the past, if you drank in the past, how many pills you're on. They want to know all about, and they'll ask you how many sexual partners that you've had. And they'll ask you all kind of embarrassing questions that you just lit there and you think, oh God, I'm just terrible. Huh? Am I right? Can I tell you, at the Hospital of Grace, there ain't no form to fill out. Because he already know. He know what your mama did. He know what your daddy did. He know what you did. He knows who you are. He knows where you came from. He knows all of your secrets. And thank God, he still wants you. What a God tonight. Huh? They say Obamacare is free health care. Jesus ain't interested in health care. He's interested in soul care. And do you know, for Obamacare, there's a whole lot of people gotta pay for you to have that free health care. Oh, but for free soul care, There ain't but one man. One time. One moment. For just 3 days. Thank God He solved it. There ain't but one mediator between God and man. And that's the man, Christ Jesus. Huh? I was thinking about this. My stomach was hurting me. I was having some stomach problems when I had to go to that doctor. Brother Jamie, when I got in there, I had to see the receptionist first. And I saw her 3 times. Show them a driver's license first. All them things had to fill out, and then she want my money. I done found out about them specialists. There's a bunch of them. They specialize in taking your money. Amen. Amen. I got one of sisters from my church here with me tonight. She's a doctor. I like to mess with her. Amen. But when I got there, preacher, I had to see them first. Then they sent me back there to somebody totally different. I just now getting to know her. Amen. I mean, I'm just getting warmed up to her. I don't want to just tell anybody all my problems. I mean, she's done asked me embarrassing questions in front of everybody. Have you got gas? Are you broke? Have you got diarrhea? What's going on? And I'm sitting here, would you be quiet? Amen. Help me, brother. And I'm just telling her all my problems just now, getting warmed up to her. Then all of a sudden they send me back there to somebody else. And she goes hooking me up on the blood pressure machine. All of a sudden I get all kind of, I feel like my blood pressure is going to be high. And I wish them kind of people would talk to me, because when they don't say nothing, I feel like I'm dying. Am I right? I done seen her getting the life story there. And finally they sent me on back. And I finally got to see the doctor. Mercy Hospital tonight, you ain't got to go through the priest, the pope, Brother Ken, the evangelist, the pastor. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, obtain mercy, and find grace to help us in our time of need. Are you sick tonight? Hospital's open. Doctor's on call. And problems get solved at the hospital of grace. Amen. Everybody stand. Brother Ken, I'm done. Thank you. Amen.